Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Savior's Game by Sean Churkover. Performed by Luke Daniels. One. It was the same room. The same room bathed in the same not quite orange glow that presages sunset. Daniel Byrne let out the breath he was holding and filled his lungs again. He crossed the antique living room rug toward the tiled entrance hall. At the end of the hallway, a solid wooden door painted British racing green. Daniel had never passed through that door in either direction, but he knew this apartment. He knew the bedroom in back was painted red, the same shade as his boyhood bedroom at 2601 General Pershing Street in uptown New Orleans. He knew there was a 1920s armoire, aromatic Spanish cedar, natural finish, white porcelain knobs, in the bedroom. It had been in Tim Trinity's room of that same childhood home. Before seeing it here 3 months ago, Daniel hadn't laid eyes on it since he was 13. Weirder still, the hand-woven rug he now crossed had been in the living room of Kara Singh's London flat. The rug had burned to ash when Conrad Winter's men torched her building down to the foundation. And yet, here it lay, the wool soft under Daniel's bare feet, restored. He walked to the French doors, knowing exactly what he would see when he opened them, and stepped onto the balcony, teak furniture with green and white striped cushions, same as the other four times. And beyond the balcony wall, the same almost tropical seaside town, coconut palms in abundance, and a subtly fragrant breeze that said West Indies, but the low-rise buildings looked more Southern California. A lot of white stucco and Spanish terracotta roofs, with a sprinkling of Art Deco here and there. Cars parked on the street below ran the gamut from Beater to Benz. So a reasonably prosperous seaside town, bathed in the hyper-realistic glow of what filmmakers call the magic hour. It seemed Daniel was the only person in this town. At least he couldn't see anyone else from this balcony. Last time, he'd stood here for maybe 15 minutes before trying, once more, to leave the apartment.
Only a fool would expect a different result the fifth time.
He glanced again at the green door as he moved back inside to the kitchen.
Front door is not the way out of here.
He grabbed a bottle of water from the well-stocked fridge and returned to the balcony.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?